The Cook Area Farmers Market opens for the season this Saturday, June 17th. Kelly Dahl serves as the market's president. He and his wife, Liz, own Aspen Falls Farm on the Little Fork River. Kelly joins us to talk about local food now. And Kelly, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
What will visitors to Cook see at the opening day of the farmers market this Saturday?
Well, the Cook Area Farmers Market has grown from 2006 as a two-vendor market to a market that typically has often more than 20 vendors in the beautiful Cook City Park. And it's a great place to visit, gather, and shop for organic and fresh produce and a variety of homemade products, arts, and crafts. One nice thing about our market is we have a variety of vendors who offer wonderful homemade products from organic and natural produce, a wide variety as the vegetables come in. We have vendors who are beekeepers who have fresh honey, farm fresh eggs, baked goods, breads, rolls, canned goods such as jams, pickles, salsa, relish. Even one of our vendors makes a wonderful kimchi that's really spicy. Beautiful home-sewn items, throws, and rugs. One of our vendors roasts her own coffee that's fabulous, and I've run out, so I can't wait to get there. Homemade soap, and we have one vendor that has a sawmill and makes beautiful wood furniture out of the trees harvested in the woods and brings, if you're a home woodworker, beautiful planks of unfinished wood you could work with yourself. So it's just a variety of arts and crafts and things made of found items and discarded items that have been made beautiful, and it's just a great place to visit. So it's a marketplace for sustainable and homemade produce and goods, and just a good place to wander around and visit with people, because there's a wealth of knowledge in the vendors, and we have a good group of regular folks who visit our market and new people, and it's just a friendly place, and people have a good time visiting with one another.
So Cook it's a gateway to a recreation area in northern Minnesota, and you have a lot of visitors from out of town, as well as I'm sure you have clientele from in town. Who are some of the people that you see at the market? Who are your clients?
You hit the nail on the head. Cook is a beautiful area just nestled between Superior National Forest, the Cabotoga Forest. You have the western side of Lake Vermilion and Pelican Lake. So we have a variety of customers who visit the market, anywhere from people who live in the city of Cook and surrounding cities. We have customers who come from as far south as Duluth and Cotton, who just come up for the day and visit the market and then do whatever they're going to do, because Cook is a wonderful place to visit. And we have year-round and summer residents on the lake properties, and then you have people who are checking into their resorts and beautiful resorts on Lake Vermilion and Pelican and surrounding areas, or heading up to Cabotogama and Crane Lake because they can't check in to their on Saturdays until typically 3 o'clock, and they'll stop in Cook and visit the market from 8 to 1 every Saturday and enjoy the atmosphere and maybe pick up some fresh produce or canned goods or whatever on the way up to the lake.
And what about yourself, Kelly? Are you going to be at the market this Saturday with a booth there?
Yes, we'll be there at the market this Saturday for the season, and we will have at least the beginnings of some produce, and we also offer home canned goods such as salsas and jams, and have made a wonderful green tomato sweet relish that goes great with burgers and everything else, and some baked goods, and usually if I have time, make some cinnamon rolls or some cookies or something for people to take along with if they like that kind of thing. But we also have a wonderful family that bakes homemade bread, and it's just, boy, the sad thing is that when you drive into the market, is I'm listening to NPR's cooking show with all this produce, and I haven't had breakfast. That's the problem. It's just when you get hungry.
Yeah, we're experiencing that same thing right now as you describe what is at your booth. We are speaking with Kelly Dahl. He's president of the Cook Area Farmers Market and owner of Aspen Falls Farm. How long have you been a member of the market?
I'm a relatively, or we're a relative recent members. We bought our farm back in 2001, but did not move here full-time till 2010, and it took a while to get things going. So I've been with the market for about 4 years now. But we have members who have been with this organization from the beginning, who, for example, Missy Roach, she was the person who got this market going with just an idea with two people, and grows wonderful garlic and so forth. And so it's a great group of people and group of vendors. We have been working on our farm since we owned it, but it's a lot easier to do when you actually live here to improve the soil and learn the growing techniques of northern Minnesota and the tricks of the trade. You know, it's a lot easier to grow vegetables in Iowa than cook, mm-hmm. as you can imagine.
Well, right. And is that part of what makes the market so enjoyable to you, is that you've maintained your membership and now you're the president, because you share information with other vendors there?
Yeah, it's a really good group of people, enjoyable people to be around, but you get a lot of information about how they do things. And, you know, for example, I'm able to learn about bee behavior. You can learn about, geez, what kind of plants do you plant next to something to keep the cabbage moths away, and some science, some just experience. And and it's really good, and it's good for the community to have a source of sustainable, fresh, organic, and naturally grown produce. And that becomes more important, as you can imagine, as you really don't know how your food is grown and that you pick up at a variety of sources. But you do know, if you're buying from your neighbors and buying local, you're getting a quality product. You know the people who do it. It's helping the local community, and it's providing access to the local people, lake people, visitors with, you know, a product that they want and expect. So
you sent me for our website later today, we'll put this up, some pictures of Aspen Falls Farm, and it looks really, really beautiful there. Tell us about the farm.
Yes, well, our farm, we have 200 acres. It's on the Little Fork River, which is in Linden Grove Township, which is about 8 miles west of Cook. And we're located right at the base of the Hannon Waterfalls, which is the biggest drop in the Little Fork River. We farm using organic methods, following the National Organic Program, and we have only 3 employees, our 3 horses, and they work cheap for carrots, but, you know, we have Medora, she's the soil improvement supervisor, and Mariucci, who's a big Frisian, and he's a soil improvement production guy. And Casey Jones, who, you know, he's kind of new to the group, so he's learning the trade. So
they sound like great coworkers.
Yes, they are. They are. They can be. So sometimes I go out doing chores in the morning, I'm thinking, wow, if I could just have your life, somebody takes care of you for your whole life, and you work an hour a week.
Well, one of them is an artist. Which one is that?
Oh, that's Mariucci. Yeah, he's a Frisian. Frisians are quite smart horses. So we have to. He's learned how to unlatch all the stall doors. We have to chain them open and chain them closed. And so, but anyway, he. But his union contract says he gets an art break from his production work, so we take the brush out there and let him do his thing.
His picture has, he's holding a paintbrush. That's very interesting.
In his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fascinating.
So Cook is pretty far north. What are some, you've kind of alluded to this earlier, but what are some of the challenges of being a market gardener in Cook?
Well, you know, obviously having a short growing season is number one. I guess it'd be hard to rank them. They're all number one. But you have a very short growing season, an unpredictable growing season, which is growing more unpredictable with climate change, because you'll get, you know, the 90s in April, then you'll get October weather in May, and then you'll get July weather in June, which is not very good for certain plants, need a little bit more predictability. So you have to find means to lengthen the season artificially if you can, whether through low tunnels or greenhouses or what have you. We had a late frost last year, actually a freeze at our place, June 8th and 9th, which really set us back. And the soil, depending on where you're located, is not the best. And the soil is what really drives the plant growth. And, putting plants in gray clay soil that is more accustomed or more designed for making pots with a kiln is not really good for growing. So you have to work on that. So.
Oh, yeah. What do you do for soil health at the farm?
Well, what we do is we basically just use composted horse manure.
Yep.
After it's fully composted and turned and finished, and add that to the soil. Lime is an approved soil additive for organic production, which helps kind of break up the clay. And that's about it for us.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a beautiful place. And for climate extension, do you have a high tunnel or a greenhouse there?
No, we're actually in the process of perhaps building one next year. We've just been doing it kind of more labor. I'd say more labor intensive, putting low tunnels down and so forth, which can be a challenge in and of itself. I was laying out some plastic for some peppers 2 years ago, and all of a sudden a wind came out of nowhere and blew it 60 feet into an aspen tree. I call that my high tunnel.
And you told me about a couple of experiments that you have conducted in growing different kinds of food on your farm.
Yeah. Well, you always have to do something quirky just to keep yourself interested. And one of the nice things about this process is trying to challenge yourself, hey, can I do this? And so I went and I bought some Tennessee red peanuts and planted them in my low tunnels with my peppers and waited and waited and waited and harvested them at the end of the season. I can tell you they were 10 of the best roasted peanuts I've ever had.
Oh, Kelly. Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me. And everybody, it's the Cook Area Farmers Market and the Cook City Park. And it's a wonderful place to visit. And after you visit the market, there's wonderful businesses in Cook. If you're hungry, there's the Montana Cafe. There's a place to get latte or a coffee. So if you haven't visited Cook and Lake Vermilion area, do it.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
The Cook Area Farmers Market opens for the 2017 season this Saturday, June 17th. It's open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday through October, rain or shine. And we do wish Kelly lots of sunshine and just the right amount of rain for his horses and his soil. Kelly did send us some beautiful pictures from Aspen Falls Farm, and you'll be able to see them later today on our website at kaxe.org.